Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvellous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, "At just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." We're all tempted to take things for granted, but it's a strange fact that we normally take for granted the most precious and amazing gifts. The love of our family and friends, for example, or the reliable supply of clean drinking water and nourishing food, or the freedom to worship God and to declare publicly what we believe. Our lives would be very different if any of those were denied us. But honestly, how often do we consciously give thanks to God for these amazing gifts? Now let's step it up a gear. Let's talk about the amazing gift of salvation and the promise of eternal life with God. It doesn't get better than that. Any gift you have ever received must pale into insignificance alongside those amazing gifts of God to us. But the fact is that all too often we receive this marvellous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. Paul's intention is to wake up his Corinthian hearers and remind them that God's gift of salvation is not a nebulous and distant reality, but it's all about today. God wants us to be awake to his gift of salvation right now, because today is the day of salvation. Christian faith changes our understanding of everything. But nothing is more dramatic than the way in which it transforms our understanding of today. Today is incredibly important, however dull and ordinary it may seem, because God is at work setting people free. And today is the day when God wants you to experience his salvation, setting you free from your sins and fears and enabling you to be fully alive. Let me pray with you. Thank you, dear Lord, for your gift of salvation. Help us to treasure it and never to take it for granted. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.